expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We may talk a little more about the de-dollarization, the nations who are no longer going to use America's dollar, the petrodollar, for trade. But before we get to that, we have to talk about coffee. Coffee is important. And because this is a coffee-drinking world. So let's talk about the World Economic Forum. It demands a crackdown on public coffee drinking to fight climate change. Well, all you Starbucks lovers, you love the World Economic Forum? Not all, but most. Well, let's see what Klaus Schwab has to say. Globalists at the World Economic Forum have their sights set on another target, coffee drinkers. According to the World Economic Forum elites, they need to stop the public from drinking coffee in order to save the planet from the climate crisis. The consumption of coffee is caused by CO2 to pollute the environment. Unelected bureaucrats attending the World Economic Forum Summit are now claiming. But I promise you, their coffee pots are full, and their cups are full also. Speaking last Wednesday at the Globalist Confab at Davos, Switzerland, Swiss banker Hubert Keller said, coffee drinkers should be mindful that they are contributing tons of CO2 pollution into the atmosphere. Basically, the coffee that we all drink emits between 15 and 20 tons of CO2 per ton of coffee, Keller said in a viral clip from the conference. So we should all know that. This is, every time we drink coffee, we are basically putting CO2 into the atmosphere, he claimed. And one of the reasons is because most of the coffee plantation or most of the coffee is produced through monoculture, and monoculture is also affected by climate change, Keller said. The quality of these natural assets is deteriorating quite rapidly. So again, the globalists' attack on coffee, the delicious black beverage that millions worldwide enjoy daily, is illustrative of how we at the World Economic Forum, we want the useless eaters, the peasant class, to have nothing and to be happy. No coffee, and you'll be happy, under the guise of saving the planet. In the past, the World Economic Forum has been urging people to transition to a plant-based diet and to use electric instead of gas-powered vehicles, despite the obvious flaws of both. Meanwhile, the elite World Economic attendees are unconcerned about their own CO2 output, as evidenced in a video of Biden climate czar John Kerry struggling to justify the carbon footprint of his numerous jet trips to the Davos conference. Of course, the real enemy of the World Economic Forum is not carbon or climate change. Carbon emissions is just another euphemism for humans. The enemy of the World Economic Forum. Humans, we, coffee lovers, are the enemies. And I don't drink coffee, but it sure smells good. The World Economic Forum doesn't want to eliminate carbon. It wants to rid the planet of most of the human population. One more specifically, the WEF wants to eliminate the useless non-elite general public. This was by Hunter Fielding. And the newsaddict.com. So I wanted to begin with that. This year's, like I stated before in previous programs, this year's World Economic Forum, to me, was quite shocking. What has happened over the last few years, especially in the last few years, are more Americans, more people internationally, are beginning to pay attention to what happens at Davos every year. Due to that, extra, you know, investigators investigating, watching, listening, going to YouTube, going to the platforms to see what is being discussed. There are many meetings taking place at the same time. It's not from one meeting to the next. No, there are small groups, NGOs, doing their hidden programs. And it takes, like Hillary's old phrase, it takes a village. So it's taking a village. We've taken her principle. It takes the nations of the world, the conservative people in all the countries. It takes a village to watch these criminals, to watch what they do, to investigate, to understand, to consider what they're saying, what they're doing, what they're planning, because it doesn't look like a good outcome for the useless eaters on this planet. It's not going to be good for them either, but we're talking how bad it's going to be for useless eaters.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
Nothing good coming out of the World Economic Forum. This year, I think, was... I've always paid attention to it to a degree, but not like this year. Some of the articles that I had presented to the week, you know, their plans for... the bringing in a new disease, Disease X. Well, there's Planet X. There's TX. Well, okay, T-Rex. There is Twitter X, Space X. And now we have Disease X. Too many X's. The heart of man is evil continually, day and night. We are going to be the recipients. We have been the recipients. We will continue to be the recipients of their evil. Can we stop them? Can we keep them from accomplishing their objectives that they're telling us they're going to, or the things that they are telling us they're going to do? No. We can be informed. We can take measures if we have the wisdom to not get caught in their traps. That's all we can do, but we have to have the wisdom. We have to know what they're doing. And Christ said that, and everything that Jesus Christ said in the Gospels will come true. Everything that he did say would happen will come true. What he said is happening is true. There's not one thing that he presented that was a lie. Everything was the truth. He said that everything that is done in secret will be brought out into the light. Nothing will be hidden. And these people cannot hide what they're doing. The only nations to be able to push back, and they are pushing back. China isn't pushing back. China is on board with the plan of the World Economic Forum. China's totally on board. China wants 15-minute cities. China wants to rule the world. Will they rule the world? No. Will they ever come close to ruling the world? No. Will they go to war with the nations? Yes, nations that won't go along with China's objectives. Just like, yes, these nations are in the crosshairs of China's plans for world hegemony. They feel that by 2049, they should be able to achieve their goals. America has ruled the world for the most part since the end of World War II. Russia's been, never was able to get to the pinnacle that China's at or America's at, or the British were years ago, or the French or the English or the Spanish. Russia never was able to get to that point. But Russia is preparing for her coming war in the Middle East. And the conflict that we're seeing with Russia supporting Bashar al-Assad in Syria, Russia supporting the Hezbollah in Lebanon, and indirectly they're sending weapons and military intelligence to Hamas. Russia is working desperately with Arab nations, and the plan is de-dollarization. This de-dollarization is the most important weapon, more powerful, more effective than nuclear bombs. This matter of de-dollarization is a strategy that the United States has used on the nation since World War II. And now, this strategy is being used on the United States of America. And the consequences are going to affect the people of this country. The goods that are coming in to the West Coast, I was listening to a program. There are no ships off of the West Coast there at Long Beach because the Americans are paying for these shipments with paper that's worthless. And so they're not unloading ships there in Long Beach. The fiat money is no longer the currency that is desired by the nations of the world. The nations of the world are wanting now to use their own currencies. They're planning a strategy of backing their own currencies with gold and other ways in which they have a currency that has value to it. We're watching. Well, we're not watching. Most people aren't even aware of what's happening. But what's happening is the forest, the initial fire in the forest, a little brush fire, has begun. And this brush fire is going to begin to ignite the forest. The American government is aware of it. The English, all the nations are watching this matter of de-dollarization. They're trying to decide whether to stay in the world in the petrodollar system or to abandon that system. Most of the nations realize that to stay in the petrodollar system, they will be controlled by the United States, by empire. If they leave the petrodollar network, they're going to be punished because this beast is something you don't fool with. The nations are very aware that you do not fool with empire. You don't fool with this monster. You don't fool with America's ability to hit back, to strike back, to punish any nation that decides to cross Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam has a big stick, and he's willing to use it, a big club. Now, the takeaways of this multipolar world, de-dollarization group of nations, the takeaways. The U.S. dollar's hegemony is in question due to geopolitical and geostrategic shifts, including the ongoing Russia-Ukraine crisis. It was Russia that fired the shot, and the shot wasn't fired over the bow. The shot was fired right at the hole 15 feet below the water surface, and it has hit the financial system of the United States of America. We will not recover. We will not recover. Number two, while the dollar has maintained its transactional dominance, some de-dollarization is taking place in FX reserves. Number three, the greenback is also losing some influence in the oil markets, where most sales are now being transacted in non-dollar currencies. Number four, however, rapid de-dollarization is not in the cards, especially as the U.S. has a long-standing global network of alliances and partnerships. Well, this is out of the jpmorgan.com. Well, Morgan has it incorrect here. They're saying that rapid de-dollarization is not in the cards. It was assumed that de-dollarization would take 20 years. No. BRICS is now 9 to 11 nations total. BRICS plus nations. And there are another 25. I have an article with the other 10 or 11 plus another additional 10 or 12 that are almost on the verge of becoming part of this network. The United States U.S. dollar is the world's primary reserve currency. It is the most widely used currency for trade and other international transactions. However, its hegemony is in question, especially in light of the ongoing Russian-Ukraine crisis. That is a crisis we should never have gotten involved in. And again, this is out of JPMorgan.com. The risk of de-dollarization, which is periodically a recurrent theme throughout post-war history, has again returned into focus due to geopolitical and geostrategic shifts, said Alexander Weiss, who covers strategic research at J.P. Morgan. In particular, the United States sanctions on Russia have made some countries wary about being too independent or too dependent on the greenback. In addition, against a backdrop of interest rates, a strong U.S. dollar is becoming more expensive for emerging nations, leading some to trade in other currencies. In July 2023, Bolivia became the latest South American country, after Brazil and Argentina, to pay for imports and exports using the Chinese renminbi. This has become a cancer that there's no cure for. The United States economy has cancer. This cancer, you cannot use, well, the chemotherapy that's going to be used to keep empire alive is going to be military actions on the nations that are in that system. There's going to be sanctions economically. There's going to be coups, attempted coups, assassinations, and there will be cyber attacks on their digital, were in their digital world. And still, these nations are not going to comply, bend, yield, agree to continue the stranglehold that America has put on these nations. And so because of that, the United States is going to use the ultimate weapon, weather warfare. Weather warfare is the way in which America is going to punish the nations. We will drown them out. There will be droughts. We will starve them out. We will trigger volcanoes, earthquakes. We will fly over these nations and drop diseases on their heads. You don't mess with empire. You don't push back against empire. That was the way it was until February 4th, 2022. Russia and China, what happened in February 2022 was bigger than what happened at Hiroshima. It was bigger than World War I. It was more important than World War II, when the shift of the power structure in the world took place. This was another shift of power, more important than what happened in World War II. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of you.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
So what happened in February at the Beijing Olympics? A group of nations, two nations, Russia and China, did something that the people of the world, for the most part, are not aware of. These two nations declared war on the United States of America. Going back to the 1800s, the nations of Europe, they realized there would never be a group of nations internationally that would be able to challenge the United States of America. We were in our industrial revolution, and we were a nation across oceans, would be very hard to attack, and they knew that America could never be challenged. Well, the unthinkable took place in February at the Beijing Olympics 2022. Russia and China, they challenged the United States openly on the world stage. a partnership, which we, this administration, the hidden Obama administration, was very aware of what happened that day when Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the Chinese people, the Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed the Russian people, and when these two nations said, we are going to work together from this point forward, we will be the two nations that will have the main dialogue, the important dialogue with the nations. That was America's role, but it is no longer America's role. We are the ones who are going to diplomatically be the leaders in what happens throughout the world. This was a open declaration of war against the United States of America. It was an open declaration against the ruling family of the United States of America, the Rockefeller family. It was an open declaration against the ruling secret society, Pilgrim Society, London, the City of London, and New York City. The European nations understood this speech given by Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. They understood what this meant. This meant that the United States was no longer going to be the bully carrying the big stick to continue to destroy the nations that were beginning to develop, to throw fire or throw water on the fire before they could begin to recover economically, politically, just as countries. And Russia and China, in that partnership, made a declaration that the second and third world nations were had been waiting for, which they never thought this would ever occur. That Russia and China were saying, you nations that will de-dollarize, we will protect you. We, Russia and China, will protect you. And India, Brazil, and South Africa, they were also basically supporting what Xi, they were supporting what Xi and Putin were saying, because this would protect them also, and they, as a collective, would be able to assist any nations in Africa, in the Middle East, South America, from American hostilities to a degree. Empire was already planning to put nuclear weapons in eastern Ukraine. On the 4th of February, the declaration is made. Vladimir Putin, 20 days later, roughly, as an exclamation point, sent Russian troops into Ukraine. And we have Russia from that day to this day wasn't weakened. Russia became stronger. The ruble became stronger. Russia's industry, its manufacturing increased. Oil production increased. Oil sales, gas sales increased. Russia has never been in such good shape financially, militarily, politically. And as a Christian society now, they're no longer communist, for the most part, Christian people, they have blossomed as a country. Their people have money in the bank. driving new cars, not American cars, not European cars, Chinese cars from China. Russia is selling almost every bit of extra oil and gas available that they're bringing to market. It's going east. It's going south into Turkey, and it's making its way into the European market. Russia's doing well. All because of America's plan to rule the world. They will no longer, that time has passed by. The World Economic Forum, they missed their opportunity. They missed the boat. They didn't catch that last flight out of a war zone. And then this is why J.P. Morgan comes out with this important article about de-dollarization. They're admitting to the financial world in America, this de-dollarization of these nations is a very serious matter, a most serious matter. More serious than Hiroshima, World War I, World War II, Vietnam War. Because never before in American history have a group of nations decided to declare war on the United States of America and use America's own weapon of sanctions and control of money against America.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh, in the
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairground. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Well, we are definitely going to go where no man has ever gone before. The world is not aware that we are in the biggest global war ever in the history of the world. This war is global. Every nation is involved in this war. Every nation that will stay in the petrodollar system will be sanctioned positively by the United States. Every nation that will oppose and will not that will de-dollarize, negative sanctions for those nations. Every nation in the world is going to be involved in this global war. It's not about taking land. It's not about, basically taking land. It's about owning, ruling the world. China and Russia stated that they are the new global international order. That is basically what they said in February 2022. We are the new global international order. The global order of the unipolar West led by America, that is the old order. That is the order that will not be the future order. America's world hegemony has ended. There is a new group of nations that are the hegemon in the world. China, you got to be careful. China is aligned with this whole group of nations. But China, let's be clear, Xi Jinping, his objective is in that multipolar world, China will be the top dog. China will be the nation that will basically give orders. So you're going from one world order to a supposed peaceful world order. But with China, it won't be a peaceful world order. It will be a just basically the world order shifting from the West to China. And the multipolar world nations are very aware of what China's up to. They're not deceived on that matter. India is absolutely aware of what Xi Jinping's motives are. And Xi Jinping, he wants these nations to be part of the Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum Digital Currency Network. And India and all the other multipolar world nations have basically told China, no, we don't want to be in the 15-minute city system. We want to be free. We'll use our own dollars. We'll trade amongst ourselves. We don't need America anymore. We don't need to ship our goods to America. We will trade amongst ourselves. We will use our own currencies, and we'll make it. We'll live. We'll thrive. And they will. But in Jeremiah chapter 51, God has told the world through Jeremiah's writings that America, God is going to use America as a sledgehammer, is going to use America as a wrecking ball. And America is going to destroy the nations of the world, especially along the coasts. And when America is finished with the campaign of destruction, the world will be basically like a wilderness. We won't, what happens after in the next, by the end of this decade, by the first 2 years into the next decade, the nations of the world will be devastated in South America, South Africa, throughout Asia, Europe. because the nations that are not in on board with America's plans for world hegemony, which will never achieve that plan, will be destroyed through weather warfare. We don't need troops anymore. We have AI. We have drones. We have HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. We have satellites in the sky that can bring light from heaven, fire from heaven, hotter than the sun. Like what happened in Paradise, California, what happened there in Hawaii, Lahaina, in that beautiful, beautiful piece of land, one of the most expensive pieces of land on the earth. We'll just burn them out. We'll just burn these people and their houses and their businesses flat to the ground. We'll come and scrape the land, and the wealthy people of the world will build their summer homes, winter homes. This is what America is. This is what America is going to do. And you don't believe me, but when we get back, I'll tell you how they're going to do it. Programs of Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, the way the United States is going to do it is in Revelation chapter 13. Two people, the Antichrist and the false prophet and their technology. And it says that they will cause fire to come down from heaven. It says that they come from a nation with the most sophisticated technology ever in mankind's history. And we're watching and looking and watching this this develop national or central bank digital currencies. You have Bitcoin. You have ways of trading through the internet. This technology is in the book of Revelation chapter 13. They can control, they can watch all seeing, all hearing, panoptic age. It's a totalitarian, it's a techno dictatorship. You can't escape it. No matter where you go, you are being watched. And I have an article I've been wanting to get to. They can read your mind. I've talked about this 2 years ago, and now it's becoming, there are more people writing about it. They can read your mind from outer space because your mind is putting out a frequency, and they can tap into that frequency now, and they know what you're thinking. So you don't even have to, if they have you, you know, under lock and key, they can just, I don't know what kind of a tool or device they use to read your mind, but they can do that. People don't believe that's true. I know it's true. This is the technology of the coming two men of evil. It's their technology. And just in time, before they come to power, Russia and China have declared war on their system. And they will be, these two nations, along with the other nations that are in this new partnership, this is the nations that are going to be free from, excuse me, will be uninvolved. Well, I can't say uninvolved. Less involved in the Antichrist system. In the Antichrist system of the Western nations, you'll have to have a mark, worship, or a number to buy and sell. But in the multipolar world nations, you won't necessarily have to use that system. There will be a system of digital, a way to do things digitally, but not to control you so that you can live. Minutes, where do they go? I wanted to finish this article out of J.P. Morgan about the de-dollarization and what it means for America. I'll have to maybe continue tomorrow. It's too important to ignore. Because eventually, not only will the nations de-dollarize, but we will not be able to use dollars. We're going to have to use digits. So that's also a de-dollarization. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's see what transpires overnight. We'll visit. And podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth Program. Rick Rodriguez, let's visit tomorrow.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.